to tell you guys about one of my new favorite finds, Just Meats. They simplify meal prep without compromising on health. They come already seasoned and cooked and ready to reheat in just 1 to 2 minutes and eat. All you have to do is prepare your sides and you've got a full meal on the table. It's just so easy, so delicious, so many options, and so affordable. They come in 4 serving packs. You can turn this into your meal prep, or you can turn this into a dinner for your family. No artificial colors, flavors. These are grass-fed and grass-finished beef. Premium quality or money-back guarantee. And plus, new flavors launch regularly, and me and my family have been loving them. You can store these in the refrigerator for 10 to 14 days upon arrival, or pop them in the freezer for 4 to 6 months. You can choose from chicken, pork, or beef options. You're going to love them. You're going to love the unique spices and sauces that come with them. So easy, you guys. All you need to do is head to the link in my show notes for $15 off your order. Hi, friends, and welcome back to Elevate with Erica. Today, I want to talk about how your willingness to try can become the purpose unlock that you're looking for. So I want us to walk away from this episode knowing that destiny isn't something that just happens to us. It happens through our actions. I'm going to already apologize if I cough at all today. I'm getting over the flu. Today's actually the day that I feel the best and most like myself, but I had this lingering dry cough. I've got some water here. Hopefully I can keep that at bay. So I shared a little last week about how I would go on to lead my first in-person fitness class at the age of 38. And look, I know that 38 is not old, so don't roll your eyes at me. I mean, there was definitely a time in my life when I thought 38 was old. But no, 38 is not old. But I did think that I already had to have my life figured out by now. I did think that I had to remain in the one career I chose in my 20s and spend 30 years doing that thing, regardless of if I enjoyed it or not. I never imagined that I would be adding fitness instructor to my resume at the age of 38. And in the days of leading up to that first class that I taught last Saturday, I kept it pretty lighthearted with myself. You know, if I don't like this, if this feels like a burden, I'll just finish out my contract through the summer and then I'll try something else. And I think that's what helped keep me from getting too anxious about it. I just didn't take it too seriously. Like, I've been working out for 8 years consistently. I'm going to stand in front of a room of people that are just here looking for a fun way to move their bodies for 45 minutes. Surely I can help them do that. They're not going to throw things at me. At least I hope not. Because look, sometimes we make things a bigger deal than they really are, don't we? And that keeps us from trying new things. Not only are we taking it way too seriously, but we're also like stacking up all the ways in which this thing could go wrong. Instead of just saying, you know what, if this doesn't work out, life will go on. I will be able to say I tried. If I do screw up, I'll survive. I'll just dust myself off and live to see another day. I'll have tried. You know, one of the things I've shared before, I know I talked about it in the first episode of this podcast, was one of the things that almost held me back from even doing this is that I don't have the biggest vocabulary. I'm not like the best with grammar. It just is not my thing. And I didn't want to come on here and sound stupid or use the wrong word to describe something. What was the last thing you thought about doing, but you were like, I can't because? Was that blank, fill in the blank, actually true? Or were you just blocking yourself from seeing what successfully doing that thing would look like for you? Like, maybe you could totally do that workout program, but it just won't be like she's doing it. It won't be Monday through Friday at 4 a.m. It'll be Tuesday at 6 and Thursday at 7 and Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Maybe you could get that certification, but it's going to take you 5 years instead of the 2 years that it took him. And maybe you could join that church small group, but you're going to miss a few sessions. And I bring up that very specific example because that was me and my husband. You guys know that we are working on our marriage, as I've shared here, and a marriage small group came up at church. And we looked at the dates and we were like, we're going to miss like 6 out of the 12 sessions. But we decided to do it anyway. And you know what? That small group has been one of the best things that we have ever done for our marriage. What a shame. What a shame if we had let our imperfect schedules hold us back from even trying. What if you could get that from just trying something you've been telling yourself you don't have time for? What if you did it on your time? Not tried to be like anyone else, not tried to be perfect. You just got on the court and you got in the game and you took your damn shot. What if? What could you find out about yourself? What if you uncovered your purpose? What if you found the thing that brings you more joy than anything else ever has? What if it leads you to people that are meant to be in your life? What if it opens a door to something else that does those things? Because sometimes the thing just sets us on a different path, right? It's not actually the one unlock, but it leads us down a path that does unlock something we didn't know was inside of us. Imagine the confidence unlock when you just start trying things without your self-imposed requirement to do it perfectly and the requirement that you have to love it. Imperfection doesn't steal joy. Waiting does. And how will you know you won't love it until you actually do it? Eventually, this confidence to just start trying things will compound. And let me tell you something, you will be a tough force to hold back, my friend. And that is exactly what I want for you and for us. I know I already talked about some of my history that led up to my choice to try instructing fitness classes. So I won't go into detail today on that. But like I said, you know, my mom worked out when she got home from work for as long as my memory will take me back. And it didn't matter how late she got home from work, how hungry we were, that workout was going to happen. And we weren't getting dinner until she was done. And I'd watch her most times. And in that waiting for her to go inside and feed me, because my mom can cook, y'all, I felt a love for fitness. I saw what it did for my mother. I saw that it was something that we get to do. She made that choice every single day to prioritize her health. And it had a huge impact on me. But those women that were leading those workout programs on her VHS tapes, I know I'm dating myself, they were celebrities to me because they were like every other person I'm seeing on a VHS tape in the movies. They were stars. And I didn't see myself as that being a realistic option for me. I think maybe if I had ever seen an in-person fitness class at that age, I would have maybe felt differently about this. But being the woman that is doing the instruction didn't seem possible for me. So then fast forward to my 20s, where at this point in my life, I was exposed to more. And I see in-person fitness instructors and they just have these amazingly strong bodies. And I just think, well, that must be nice. They get to work out for a living. Of course they look like that, right? And in my mind, I created this idea that they must be working out for 8 hours a day. It wasn't a career that you heard about getting rich from unless you became one of those people on the VHS tapes, you know? So I just never considered it as an option for me, even though that little girl watching her mom work out really loved fitness. And somewhere in my teens, I got the idea that you just had to get the job that was going to make you the most money. And pursuing something I enjoyed wasn't even on my radar. I'm going to make the money and then be happy in that order. You know, I didn't stop to ask myself that question. In 10 years, will I even enjoy doing this thing? You can't predict the future, of course, but you can get an idea. But, you know, I totally flipped my life upside down in my 30s, as I've shared before, and it led me to allowing myself to actually imagine being the person in front of the class. And everything starts with an imagination. That's where ideas come from. And my decisions in my 30s led me to imagine myself being in front of the class. And that imagination led to the idea, and the idea led to the action to make it happen. I didn't wait for anyone to tell me that I would be extraordinary at it. I didn't even care if I was going to be. I didn't wait for permission. I didn't wait to create the plan with 100 different ways to make it perfect. I just decided, I'm going to go try this thing and see what happens. And if nothing else, it's going to be fun because I love to work out, and I'm going to create a killer music playlist. I love music. And I can't control if anyone else has fun, but I'm going to have a good time. So you could take this approach to that thing you want to try. It doesn't have to go perfectly. What a relief. You don't need permission from anyone. You don't need an elaborate plan. You just need the next few steps. Imagine that it could be the best thing that you ever do. Because why couldn't it be? And I realized on the way to the class that I wasn't nervous. My palms weren't sweaty. I felt in control of my body and really excited for the opportunity to serve. I led that class like I had done it 1,000 times before. Was it perfect? No, of course not. But I had a great time. I'm glad it wasn't perfect. Now I don't have to live up to that. I found some areas that I can improve on for next time. And I'm taking them as a fun challenge. It's really hard to stand in front of a group of people, by the way, and lead a workout and actually do the workout and actually remember to breathe and actually remember all the cues you want to give and all the motivational things you want to say. It's not easy. I woke up that day and the morning I was going to go instruct the class. I woke up that day and one word kept coming to my mind. My inner voice kept saying this word on repeat. And that word was finally. Finally. That little girl who loved watching her mom work out, who forced her sleepover friends to perform dance routines that she had choreographed. That young woman in her 20s who looked at other female fitness instructors and thought, must be nice. Finally, you gave her permission. You tried and unlocked something that is already bringing you so much joy and purpose, and you haven't even actually led the class yet. Finally, you found her. A full circle moment. Back to a passion that's lived in me for as long as I can remember. So what if you feel a pull towards trying things because they are somehow tied to a purpose that is already within you, a passion or a calling within you? Or what if it's a gateway to something else that is? What if it leads you to the people or the place or the next thing that unlocks a new level of joy and purpose for you? What if? That class you're eyeing, that group you're thinking about joining, that event you're thinking about going to, that job, that workshop, that race you want to sign up for, that new skill, what if your I'll try unlocks your purpose or just brings you joy or is the gateway to something bigger than you can even imagine for your life right now? Because wrapping up that class felt almost divine to me. And I know that's a big word to use. I told several people when they asked how it went that I had a great time and that it all came very natural to me. And you know what they all said back? Of course it did. Of course it did. Because see, that's the thing. Oftentimes the people that really know, love, and support you see your potential more than you do. And you're not doing the thing you're thinking about because you're writing it off as an option for yourself. But the people around you that support you are going to say, of course you did, when you go for it. It's time for you to have the belief and confidence in yourself so that you start trying more. start trying new things, knowing that it may be uncomfortable because you've never done it before and it may not go perfectly. And what a relief that will be when we no longer have to live up to that standard. And you may not even like it, but you'll get to dust yourself off and try the next thing. How often do you hear people say that they don't know their purpose? They don't have a purpose. They weren't given one. Maybe you don't see this a lot, but in my line of work, I've heard that a lot. They don't know their purpose, but they're just going through the day-to-day motions of life, right? Almost robotically. They can't figure out why their higher power didn't give them a purpose and it hasn't fallen on their lap, but they're doing the same things day in and day out, never changing, just waiting for it to fall from the sky. But our destiny is not written for us, but by us. We actually have to get up and get uncomfortable and try new things and remember that the pen is in our hands and not be afraid to write a story full of been there, did that, didn't work, tried something else until we find the thing or things that become the best parts of our story. You don't need to know the ending to your story today. You don't need to even know how that thing will work before you go try it. Your destiny is not something that you know in advance. It's something that you look back at. Because when those people told me, of course you did, I thought, yes, of course you did. Erica, look at all the times you shut this career down for yourself. Look at all the times you tried to push this past passion for fitness and serving others down. This has always been who you are. This has always been in you. You just let it come up for air. Let your possibilities come up for air. Go try. See what happens. Don't take life so seriously because we're all a little weird. We all have no idea what we're doing. We're all just trying to figure this out. We're all just trying to stumble upon joy and purpose. And I want you to stumble. Don't be afraid to fall, to get back up and to try again, because this stuff, this is what makes life fun. And what if it leads you to one of the best chapters of your life? Stumble and fall upon your purpose. Stumble and fall into your joy. Stumble and unlock your next level. I'm rooting for you to go out and try something new. Go do it. Go sign up for it. Go take a chance like it's your only chance. And stop watching life from the sidelines. Get on the court and take your shot. And if this episode resonated with you today, will you please take a second to share it on your social media and let others know that they don't want to miss this one. Share it with a friend that needs this message too and reach out to me. Let me know what this episode has led you to go try, because now is as good a time as any. Life doesn't pause for our procrastinations. It doesn't stop for our fears. And I heard this saying, fate leads the willing and drags along the reluctant. I hope that this episode has left you willing to try. Until next episode, friends. E.
Are you ready to make a change? Are you ready to feel alive and excited again? The time is now to improve your life and achieve consistency through the help of the world's greatest teachers, digital tools, and a supportive community. It's super hard to have consistent days of a great mindset, right? Don't try to do it alone. I know an app that will serve you up a daily audio clip to fire up your energy. I know an app that will teach you how to feel joy and excitement in your life again. I know an app with tools that will unlock a happier, more productive you. Stop spending all your time reacting to life and get in the driver's seat. I'm offering you the number one tool in the world for personal growth, Growth Day. If you want to live a fun, energized life, this is for you. I'm so proud of you for making it through these last few years. They've been rough on so many of us. But it's time. It's time to dust that off and live again. You deserve it. Check the show notes for an exclusive link to join me in the Growth Day app.